Venerable Sir and Friends. 8 weeks ago, we all, or most of us at least, set out on a journey together, a journey on the Buddha's Noble Eightfold Path. And today, we come to the end of that long journey. Today we come to the eighth and the last stage of that Noble Eightfold Path. And this last step or last stage is, of course, that of Samyak Samadhi, which is usually translated, not very adequately, as we shall afterwards see, usually translated as right meditation. What it really means, what it really is meant to convey, will become clear, I hope, as this talk proceeds. But before we come on to the subject proper of this evening's talk, a very brief, a very rapid recapitulation of ground covered so far. We've learned, and I'm sure everybody who has been coming regularly knows this very well by now, we've learned that the Eightfold Path is divided into two principal sections. There's first of all the path of vision, and secondly, there is the path of transformation. The first of these, the path of vision, represents initial insight into, or even experience of, ultimate reality. While the second, that is to say the path of transformation, represents the transformation, the transmutation, even the transfiguration of various levels, various aspects of one's being and consciousness in accordance with the initial insight and experience. The second section of the path of transformation, is therefore much longer, much more complex, also much more difficult than the first. The first section of the path, that is to say, the path of vision, corresponds to one stage of the Eightfold Path only, that is to say, to perfect vision. But the second section, the path of transformation, corresponds to all the other stages, from 2 right up to 8, up to, that is to say, and including perfect samadhi, with which we are particularly concerned this evening.